on burning. First of all, who would benefit from such an act, and what kind of backing do you think his initiative is receiving from various anti-Islam lobbies?
Well, the problem you have, and thank you for having me, by the way, I appreciate being here on Press TV. The problem you have with Reverend Jones, and I don't know him that well, of course, he's just got a congregation of, I think, 50 people in Florida. So he's pretty irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. But the problem in America is the pro-Israel biased media focuses on anything that's anti-Islamic. And so you have a situation where you have a strong Christian Zionist community in America, which is very anti-Islam, and I assume some of them would be supporting him as well. But he's insignificant, really, but he does pose a threat to American forces in the Middle East, as General Petraeus has said. And also, even today, Senator John McCain, who's usually in the neocon camp, is saying that it's a threat to our troops in theater as well. So it's just really tragic that he's had this kind of platform internationally in the media.
Right now, anti-Islam sentiment is disturbing on the rise in the West. Now, do you consider them as isolated incidents, or is this satisfying some sort of bigger political agenda in which citizens are in a continuous state of panic?
No, I think there's an agenda behind it. I think if you look at the recent letter that Congressman Ron Paul had written, or at least his communication, he says it's being driven by the neoconservatives. And they're trying to set the stage for a war with Iran. And what better way to do that than demonize the Muslim population internationally and to set up a Samuel Huntington type of clash of civilizations? That's exactly what's being done here through channels such as the Fox Neocon channel. Actually, that's a Freudian slip. The Fox News channel, I like to call it the Fox Neocon News channel, because you just get nothing but relentless propaganda from the neoconservative side there. And they are trying to, like they did with Iraq successfully, push us into another war with Iran. And unless Americans stand up and realize this is what's happening, they're going to get away with it. And I think I saw, actually, I'd actually seen Reverend Jones during his press conference recently, I think it was yesterday, and he was saying that American policies in the Middle East have to be amplified with regard to fighting the war on terror. Well, why doesn't Reverend Jones talk about the policies that actually got us tragically attacked on 9/11, such as U.S. support for Israel's brutal oppression of the Palestinian people? I mean, the American media is not even covering that at all. The only news report you can see on that was in the New Statesman recently by Mehdi Hassan on July 5th. It was General Petraeus leaked emails about Israel. The American media won't touch that at all, but they're quite happy to go after Muslims to the hilt. So it's very concerning for anybody who's in support of peace, like myself and many other Americans that put the interests of America first before Israel.
So would you say that the mainstream media in the West has failed to employ the appropriate editorial discretion it's meant to?
Well, I mean, you've got to look at who's in control of the American media and who has the most influence in it. And I mean, I'll take the example with my email exchanges with General Petraeus. There's a situation where I had email exchanges with General Petraeus that showed that he was in touch with a neoconservative Max Boot, and that Max Boot was basically apparently setting him up to run for president in the next election. And General Petraeus had courageously said that the Israel-Palestinian conflict was fueling anti-American sentiment in the Arab Muslim world, and it was putting our troops in danger, not only in Afghanistan, but in Iraq as well. Now, why doesn't that make American news media? I mean, there's an utter blackout of that here, but you can read about it in the New Statesman. Frankly, I'm surprised Press TV hasn't covered this, and Al Jazeera English. I mean, but you can go to the July 5th blog entry by Mehdi Hassan, who appears on Al Jazeera English regularly, and he discusses it. It's called General Petraeus Leaked Emails About Israel. General Petraeus is warning Americans, it was a congressional hearing, that our support of Israel, American support of Israel's brutal oppression of the Palestinian people, not only got us attacked on 9/11, as page 147 of the 9/11 Commission report said, but it's putting our troops at risk in theater. Why is the American media not covering that? Because there's an obvious pro-Israel bias with that media that's also out to demonize Islam when it can.
Right, I'm afraid we've run out of time. As interesting as that was James Morris, Israel lobby critic, speaking to us from Los Angeles. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your insights here on Press TV.